Bill Nye, the science guy, visited Florida Tech, and WFIT's Terry Wright had a chance to speak with him.
Bill Nye grew up in Washington, D.C. He is a graduate of Cornell University with an engineering degree. He began his engineering career in Seattle working for Boeing and later became America's favorite stand-up scientist. Bill Nye, the science guy, has won 18 Emmys. Bill is also the author of 5 kids' books and holds 2 patents. Mr. Nye was here on the Florida Tech campus speaking to a standing room only crowd in Gleason Auditorium about science, technology, engineering, and mathematic education, or STEM, in the U.S. When asked about the biggest hurdle facing this country in improving STEM education, Mr. Nye responded.
In general, you want somebody who's, say, graduated from engineering school, you want him or her to take a job as a teacher that would pay that person as much as you would get in the private sector. People who teach physics and chemistry and biology, these people have special skills. But it's a real thing. You want to make teaching an attractive profession, and there is no substitute for salary. But if I were king of the forest, and I'm not, you would make it where a physics teacher gets the same amount as a software engineer. And I think it's going to take many years to convince people. But in other countries, I want to emphasize that being a schoolmaster, being a professor, is valued. It's a respected profession. I can tell you, I've spent time with Nobel laureates and rocket scientists. And these people, in general, would not be especially good kindergarten teachers. In general. Now, the curriculum of kindergarten, I think a lot of adults can master. Not all, certainly, if you ever met my old boss. But the ability to teach is a special skill that should be valued. And if you're asking me, and I got the impression you were, we have to find a way, and it's going to take a long time. I accept that it will take probably years to correct this disparity, but we have to find a way to get teacher salaries as good as engineering salaries.
So how do you think students in this country, education-wise, compare to students in other countries?
Well, you know, the last big study everybody likes to throw around was PISA. And the U.S. was 23rd, is that right? So if it wasn't 23rd, it was 25. Anyway, that's nominally bad. So we have a situation where the very top students going to the very best schools are still supported. They're still able to compete at that high, high level. And that's very, very important. But we need to get many, many more people involved in science and engineering. These are the people that are going to make the next iPhone or the next Android, the next smartphone. These are the people that are going to innovate, they're going to come up with these new ideas to move energy around, especially electricity, and to use less, to do more with less. Those are going to be engineers. We're sitting in a room, you're listening to radio, you're in a car, you're in a vehicle maybe, you're in our house. All the shapes that you can see came out of somebody's head. And in general, those heads were engineers. Basic research, where we make discoveries about the nature of nature, allow us to do more with less. And so we got to get as many students involved as possible.
So being a scientist, when you face skeptics of global warming, what is your unrefutable response?
The last 11 years are the warmest years on record. I mean, that's it. You got to agree on the facts. The last decade has been the hottest decade in recorded history. That's just to start with. It's 80 degrees Fahrenheit in Washington, D.C. this week, and it's almost Halloween. There were tornadoes in Brooklyn. There were tornadoes in Michigan in February and March. That didn't used to happen. The world is getting warmer. Okay, so here's been the problem. The other side has introduced this idea that scientific uncertainty, this would be something akin to plus or minus 3%, is the same as doubt, is the same as the whole thing, dismiss the whole thing. It's not just troublesome. It's wrong, and it's bad. So climate change is a very real concern. Also, if you like to think about the future and jobs, every other industrialized country in the world has a climate change policy, and they are looking to the United States to lead. Of course, since the United States is such a big economy with so many hundreds of millions of people, they want the United States to be engaged in this issue and take steps to address it. And it's taking decades to convince people about climate change, at least in the U.S. Everywhere else in the industrialized world, they're quite concerned about it. So this is time to make a change, everybody. This is time to be leaders. This is time to change the world. This is an opportunity. The United States can be the innovators in these new technologies, new laws, new policies that improve the lives of people everywhere. Let's embrace it. Let's move forward. Let's move forward.
For more information on Bill Nye the Science Guy, go to our website, wfit.org. Reporting for WFIT, this is Terry Wright.